Welcome, everybody. Share number 1211. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe L'Refur Shalem Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nina. Getting back to our malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, I just want to talk about something which is actually not Goizei's sharing, and it has to do with actually Toifer, the malacha of Toifer, which is sewing or gluing two items together, and kareya, which is pulling two items apart. We're not talking about tearing paper right now. We're talking about just sticking two things together and pulling two things apart. Okay, so the point I'm trying to we're going a little bit off stream, if you want to call it, and giving one share out of Goizei. So we mentioned in the past, many times a question comes up, a shaila comes up, and something which we said in the past, and sometimes we want to bring it up again, and we find out that there are different ways of looking at it, possibly, or possibly we didn't say, we didn't say it 100% the way it should have been said, and we just want to sort of like correct it, make sure we're going down the right path. So we spoke about in the past, in the malacha of Teufer, of sewing, but the part of it we want to talk about is Hamadabik Niyores, that somebody, Lefida Rambam, there's also in our simon actually, Shin Mem, which is Geizes in the beginning, but in the middle it talks about Teufer and Kareya, but so the Mechaba brings down the Rambam that if you stick two items together, two pieces of paper or whatever the case is, or you pull them apart, not tearing them, but we're talking about, the sticky part, there's a devik, there's a glue, whatever the case is, and it stays for more than 24 hours in general, that is not allowed to be done. Even the smaller amount of time, whatever the case is, we're not going to go through the whole thing right now. But the bottom line is sticking two things together with a kayama, with a, with an establishment, if you want to call it, a kavias, a kayama, so that which we say in general is more than 24 hours. There's two shitas, one says over a week, one says 24 hours, but lemaisa, we go with 24 hours. So sticking two pieces of paper together is a problem of toifer sewing. It's not the actual just sewing, with a needle and thread, as they say, but that's what how the Rambam explains it. And we went through the ins and outs. It has to do with also Simon Shin Yud Zayin, which has to do with time. Making knots, and we learned it out from the Rama over there. Okay, but be it as may, that's the bottom line. Sticking two things together, and it's more than 24 hours, is a problem, and it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Okay, so now we spoke about at that time. So we went through various different things, like post-it notes, for example, right? A person uses post-it notes. These things are not supposed to be used. Stickers, right? A person says, a child reads very well. They know their parsha, so I'll give them a sticker, right, in the chumash or whatever the case is, and I'll stick on a nice thing that says whatever the case is, Matsuyan, excellent, or whatever, a sticker. That is not allowed to be done because these stickers stay for more than 24 hours. You stick it on the papers or whatever the case is. Now, also a post-it note, for example, we spoke about, person uses post-it notes, can't be used also more than 24 hours. We spoke about also scotch tape, all these various different type of things, also can't be used. We're not talking about the tearing part of the scotch tape, which can be torn also, but just the sticky part, more than 24 hours is a problem. And in general, all these things are made to last for more than 24 hours. Post-it notes, right, on a Sunday, Monday during the week, a person writes down what they want to do in 2 days, so they'll write it on the post-it note, stick it on the fridge, it stays there for 2 days. So these things are all, any type of stickers, post-it notes, scotch tape, these type of things are more, can be used on Shabbos, they are more than 24 hours. The question was, which we spoke about way back then, they have these pointers, these type of pointers whereby people, sometimes people read, sometimes lahavdil, sometimes people, people learn and lahavdil, sometimes people read, whatever the case is, and a lot of times people want to keep the place and they take a break. So they have these pointers to keep track as to where they're up to in their learning, where they're up to in reading a book or whatever the case might be. So I myself use them for many, many years. They're very good. Actually, it helps, the learning, whatever. Sometimes you, for a few hours, you're not learning, but you have to remember where you're up to. You have to start till if you open up a safer a lot of times. I'm talking about during the week now. You open up a safer, a very good Eitz HaTov. A lot of times that person does remember, even they're on the page, where they're up to. Are they on the top, the bottom, side? you know, so it gets sometimes complicated as to where, so to take a minute or two, a few minutes, 3, 4, 5 minutes, till a person finds the place on the page where they're up to. And these pointers, these sticky pointer type things during the week is a very good Eitza Tova. I myself, I found that it works very good, because you open up the sefer right away, you have where you're up to, and you continue learning from that place because like this, you don't start wasting time till you find the place, till you look, till this, till that. So these pointers, little sticky pointers, are very good things to work with. But so we mentioned at that time that really it could be that they're made for less than 24 hours, because I keep it in my safer, I keep it in a book, loved or whatever, and I'm coming back, it might only be a few hours. But Lemaisa, and the Maisa, I heard B'Shem Rav Shmuel First Shlita in Chicago, that he mentioned that he gave a whole shiur on these things, also post-it notes and so on, and then we had the Shaila on the pointers. We, you know, went back to him, and Rabbi Shmuel first said that he held that the pointers, had the same halacha as the post-it notes and scotch tape and everything else, whereby one can't keep it stuck on for more than 24 hours. Meaning, good, if it's something that's made to keep on there for only a short period of time, maybe I could keep it more than 24 hours, right? But the Rabbi Shmuel first said that, held no, and also I had spoken to a while back, I mentioned it also a while back, Rabbi Friedman, the Mechaber of the Sefer Yisrael Halachos, also when I spoke it over with him that time in reference to using these pointers on Shabbos, his answer was also that they're not going to be stuck on for more than 24 hours. That's the bottom line. So what's the bottom line of today's shiur? Well, we're not getting back to the whole Isurim of the whole issue of the whole Malach of Teifer, go through it again. Bottom line is all these other things, post-it notes, scotch tapes, stickers, all these things one should not use on Shabbos, definitely. The question was on these pointers that possibly sometimes are made, that people use on a much more, they use it. The truth is over a less period of time. In other words, they move it up and down. It's used for, it could be an hour, two, three, and in general used for smaller periods of time. But the problem is they are used for longer periods of times too. Like it was mentioned to me also, a lot of times you have an accountant sends the taxes, right? You see the pointers, sign here, sign here, sign here, and it can stay there a day, two, three, a week or whatever. Sometimes people have forms they have to sign, they're sent in the mail. So these pointers are not badafka made by the manufacturer to stay for short periods of time. They could be staying for a long period of time. A lot of times you have in a people keep it in the safer. I myself actually have it in Siddurim also, certain pages, certain brachas or whatever, and those pointers are there for weeks and weeks. So it's not really something, these pointers are not really something that's made to move up and down for a short period of time. So if somebody uses these sticky pointers, they definitely one has to make sure that they don't stay more than 24 hours. Meaning, let's say somebody's learning on Shabbos and they use the pointers of Chumash or whatever, Sefer. You have to make sure that after Shabbos, right after Shabbos, less than 24 hours, that that it's moved, or if it's in a type of a sefer, moved, meaning taken off, or if it's a type of a sefer, I know by myself sometimes I have a certain sefer that a person uses all the day, all the time, on a constant basis, on a daily basis. Sometimes a person has a certain sefer they're constantly learning from, right? And so people do it, they're constantly using they have these small little svarim, mishaburas, whatever, this and that, mishnayas, sometimes on mishnayas people have it, so they have these sticky pointers, so they know that constantly they're moving up and down. But if a person knows for sure that they're not, if a person is not sure that they're going to be taking off these pointers, that taking off meaning taking it off the page, even though you put it back after Shabbos, that has nothing to do with it. It's a question of taking it off the page within 24 hours. If they know there's a chance they might not take it off the page within 24 hours, then you have to be careful and not to use these pointers on Shabbos. So everybody has to be careful to know, in their own usage. Now, I the reason why we brought this up, because I did mention last time, way back when, going back a long time ago, in reference to these pointers, that it could be they're a little bit easier than other stickers, they might be easier than post-it notes, but the bottom line is, like we said, Rav Shmuel first mentioned Paskin like that, and Rabbi Friedman, the Sefer, from the Mechaber from the Sefer Yisrael Halachos, that these pointers definitely would have the same halachas as post-it notes, and would have the same halachas as scotch tape and everything everything else, and one has to be extremely careful, you know, that they don't stay stuck onto the page more than 24 hours. And if a person feels that there's a chance they might, or they might forget, so then just don't use it, and that's it. Hatzlacha and bracha. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.